Thank you.
Next item, 176.
Update auditor code to conform to May 2017 charter amendments that protect the auditor's independence and add a duty. Amend auditor code following passage of new state law that preserves city's privilege when information is disclosed to auditor for the purposes of an audit or investigation.
Very good. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I am City Auditor Mary Hall Caballero. I'm here today to close the circle on recent electoral and legislative successes for the city, which we set out to achieve more than a year ago. In May, voters approved charter amendments that you referred to the ballot at my request to increase the independence of the auditor's office. 1 month later, Governor Brown signed into law protections the city pursued that will allow auditors and investigators in the auditor's office access to city information without causing legal protections to be waived. The changes before you update city code to reflect the charter amendments, which included allowing the auditor to seek independent legal advice, giving the auditor more autonomy over staffing decisions, designating the auditor as a contracting agency, and authorizing the auditor to submit directly to council budget requests based on the auditor's priorities. I'm also asking you to codify the right of full access to information to independent police review and the lobbyist and political consultant registration programs. This is a right that you've already extended to audit services and the ombudsman through the charter amendments. I'm asking that you do the same for the other investigative functions in my office that exist only in code, knowing that that state law now protects the city's most sensitive information from disclosure. Before I take your questions, allow me to repeat my thanks to you for the critical role that City Council played in paving the way for voters to consider the charter amendments and pursuing the legislative change that both removed a barrier to our audits and investigations and strengthened the city's ability to protect legally privileged information. I commend this council for its commitment to accountability and transparency.
Madam Auditor, is this the first time you've appeared before council with your new council?
With my new counsel?
Your new attorney?
Yes.
shall we introduce him?
Yes. This is Todd Albert. He's the general counsel to the auditor's office.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, commissioners.
Good morning. It's good to see you again.
I liked him immediately when I met him, Mayor. He did a stint as a public defender in Manhattan.
Ah, very good. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Any further questions for the auditor? Well, I appreciate the review that you've given me and my team on this. I think these are all common sense adaptations based on the public record we've already established and the goals we've already established together. So I think this is good work. Is there any public testimony on this item, Carla, before I move it?
Yes, one person signed up. Dan Handelman.
Coming up, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and members of council. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. And we're not 100% clear about the difference between the existing code and what's happening with this in terms of the sharing of confidential documents with third parties. We want to make absolutely sure, though, that the Citizen Review Committee, which is not mentioned in the code or the charter as having access to such confidential documents, does not get shut out from being able to review the confidential documents that they are reviewing at this point. So I don't know if that requires another code change or another legal analysis of some kind, but it's of grave concern that, you know, I look through the existing code and I don't see anything that even says, beyond the fact that they have to pass a background check, that the CRC has access to confidential files. So I just want to make sure that's not going to be affected. it's also important that the city attorney, or the auditor's attorney, came to the table. We hadn't realized that she had hired an attorney. It was one something that Portland Cop Watch and other people in the community have pushed for a long time, to ensure that there's true independence by IPR. I'm not sure if that's related to why the city attorney's office stopped sending a representative to CRC meetings lately, but it would be nice to get some public airing of why that's happened. 2 months ago, they said they weren't going to show up, and then two people showed up, and one went away. And then this past month, there was no city attorney at the CRC meeting. And, you know, it's helpful to have that for legal advice when they're deciding on the fate of officers, whether or not they violated policy. Now I just have a minute left, so I'm going to talk a little bit about what happened last week, where their auditor had the OIR group present to City Council. First of all, just for clarification, that part of the ordinance was not included when the first IPR ordinance was passed. The City Council had to direct Auditor City Auditor Gary Blackmer to add something about shootings and deaths, and he decided to have those reviews done rather than let the CRC have appeals of deadly force cases. So that's another sensitive issue for the public, and we want to make sure that you keep that on your radar. It's also the fact that we were not allowed to give oral testimony at council last week is the first time in 15 years we haven't been able to do that on that particular matter. And I think it would be good for democracy if instead of making a blanket policy around public testimony for reports, that the mayor ask the other members of council whether or not they want to take public testimony. I think there were a lot of people that were disappointed, and I'm very, very disappointed by the fact that the mayor's office put out that our saying there wasn't public testimony taken was untrue, because we meant public testimony at the city council, and it's just not appropriate for putting out on social media that there was untruths being spread around.
I'll take that at face value. Again, it is at the discretion of the presiding officers to whether or not public testimony is provided. It has been my policy to accept public testimony for resolutions and first readings of ordinances, not reports or presentations. And the reason that I've stated for that is that we contract for a specific purpose for people to come back to us. They have an obligation to us to provide the information that we've asked for. And in fact, what OIR is charged with doing is reporting back to the City Council. They could choose to do that simply by writing and sending us a report. I chose to have them provide that report in public so that people could hear what the conversation was, what their recommendations were, and what our questions were. And I further opened up the opportunity for public testimony through written, I opened up the opportunity for written testimony, and I assume I will receive quite a lot of written testimony related to the issue, which we will digest. But that was the call that I chose to make, and I'll stand behind it. I would like to ask the auditor to come back to address.
Mayor, can I just make one comment?
Commissioner Fish.
I also want to add that we did get extensive written testimony from Portland Cop Watch, from League of Women Voters, and others, and I found getting that testimony ahead of the hearing very helpful, and it actually informed some of the conversation we had with the OIR group. So I appreciated the fact that there was written testimony, and I think it was helpful to the process.
But Commissioner Fish, if I just might point out, though,
it was a comment to the mayor.
I understand, but the council's not allowed to meet at a social function when you have a quorum, and the only time that we get to have a dialogue among all of you is in these chambers. So cutting off the ability to have public oral testimony cuts out that ability to have that kind of interactive dialogue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Madam Auditor, if you wouldn't mind, the question was raised, is there any retrenchment of current access that the Citizens Review Committee would have, or any intention to reduce their amount of access to documents as currently exists under the current ordinance?
No, the section of code that this amends does not apply to the Citizen Review Committee section. And also they operate off of confidential information. If you've ever gone to a CRC meeting, they aren't allowed to say the officers' names. And so they have access to the investigative file, and that is what they use to make a determination at the end of their hearing.
Very good. I appreciate that. And Mr. Handelman, I will have legal counsel get back to you directly with regard to why they were not in attendance at last month's meeting. I don't know the answer to that question right off, and I'm not sure that the counsel that is here present in the chambers today would necessarily know the answer to that. So I will direct legal counsel to get back to you directly. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Auditor.
I actually have the answer to that question.
Perfect. Excellent.
I discussed this with Tracy Reeve, and when someone from her office was attending the CRC meetings, they were there to answer questions about public meetings law. And what we decided was that if there was something that we would anticipate that would come up, that they would need to be there, that we would notify them, and City Attorney Reed would send someone to that meeting, but that they didn't need to, as a matter of course, come to every single meeting for that purpose. And when a volunteer on the Citizen Review Committee has a question, they submit them in writing, and members of the City Attorney's Office respond to their questions about the case file in writing, so that that's not being discussed in the open hearing.
Very good. Thank you, Madam Auditor, for that clarification. Thank you for your presentation. Colleagues, anything else? Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.
Thank you.
And we are adjourned until 2 p.m. today.